Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go check in with everybody in the room. Producer Eddie's up first. He brings hard-boiled eggs to work that can sometimes smell, and he was caught red-handed recently just dropping the shells. Producer Eddie!
Guys, I messed up. I messed up big time. So, like, the other day, I was in charge of taking my kids' basketball team, like four kids, from one gym to the other. And it was like a 20-minute drive. And one of the kids in the back just starts talking about, like, yeah, you guys know OJ? Like, that dude died. And they're like, who's OJ? And so I just kind of jumped in the conversation. I'm like, yeah, man, OJ, bad dude. And they're like, well, what did he do? I just ended up telling the whole story in the drive. The murder, the knife.
Wait, how old are the kids?
10.
I just got caught in the... What would the other parents... You think the other parents would have wanted you to tell the murderer and the knife?
They would have probably been like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, they don't need to know all that stuff. But they kept asking me questions like, well, why did he run for the police in the Bronco? I'm like, well, that was, dude, Bronco chase was crazy. And then they said he had a gun to his head. And they're just like, a gun to his head? And then...
Probably not the best, yeah.
And this happened like this weekend. And I told my wife yesterday and she was just like, why did you do that?
Yeah, why?
That's funny. And that's the first time I realized I messed up. I shouldn't have told him all that.
I appreciate your honesty. Thank you. All right, moving on. He likes to wear jogging pants to work every day. And here on this show, games are his favorite thing to play. It's Lunchbox!
Yeah! Bobby, I saved you $600 and I dodged a bullet. I mean, I wanted to go drive this Lambo. You guys said I could do it if I was kind. You would pay for it. We did Connect Four. And then you guys were like, oh, I'll send you on this Friday. But my schedule was booked. I got someone on Instagram named Ricky Leggett. And he said, Lunch, I did the drive a Lambo thing. I drove a McLaren because that's what I wanted. And I was so excited. I went and they only let you get it up to 50 miles an hour.
Oh.
Because they set up the course to once you get to 50 miles an hour, you're where you had to turn.
That's so dumb.
And he said, so I didn't get to drive it fast, so you're lucky you didn't go and you saved all that money. I don't know if he did the same experience as we did, but he said his wife got it for him and he could only go 50 miles an hour.
Let me think back about this now. Did we think you just got to gun it and drive it? I mean, this is just stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, for sure.
You're driving a multi-hundred-thousands-dollar car, and we think for $60 they're going to let you go wide open. That's probably dumb on our part.
Well, they say it's at a racetrack, so it makes you think you're about to go on the racetrack and zoom it.
Yeah, I hear you. I just think that we're probably stupid for thinking you got to drive a car that's $300,000 as fast as you possibly could for $60. So I get it. That is disappointing. But we were kind of disappointing because there's no way they would let you drive at 100.
I thought they would, but
me too. Until I think about it, I'm like, I was stupid for thinking that.
I mean, at least 75.
But they put that car out there and they show you that picture. It looks like you're about to go.
Yeah, because the car looks cool.
Because the car looks so cool, you would imagine you are zooming. And they say racetrack.
But would you want to still do it for if you're driving 60 miles an hour? I mean, it'd still be kind of cool to be in one. Just sit in one.
Yeah, on a racetrack? No.
Yeah, but also, they're
around
not
town, yes.
Around town, so people see me driving
it, obviously, they're not going to let you do 100, now that I think about it. You don't own the car. But okay, that's good to know. I mean, you didn't really do me a favor. That's him just letting you know, but I appreciate that. Amy is not afraid to get vulnerable for our listeners, and if you're looking for a good parenting tip on Instagram, you should follow hers. Here it is, Amy, everybody.
So I saw a homeless guy with a sign that says, $5 and I'll feed your ex to the gators. Hmm. And I was like, well, that's weird.
Tell me more.
Is he selling a hit?
What's the trick?
I think it's just a joke. He's trying to be funny, which I can appreciate the humor. So I only had a dollar, so I gave him the one.
Oh, my God.
And then I said, you don't have to do anything.
Or did she really wink, wink, wink and go, please feed my ex-husband to the gator?
This is
like an unspoken.
No.
Or she's like, if there's a 1% chance, I'm just going to give him the money.
No, I have a good relationship with my ex. I don't need him to be fed to gators, but...
Sure did stumble through that.
Amy, could that be like taken the wrong way if somebody saw you paying the guy?
Yeah. If somebody was tailing her?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Hiring a hitman?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so kinda, you just liked the joke.
It's a funny sign, but at the same time, it's like a...
little bit of truth.
It's an offer that's out there. It's
and,
like a
and you were drawn to it. Regardless, funny or not, she was drawn to it.
Yeah.
Okay, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he drives his own car slow because getting a ticket costs dough. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I just want to let you guys know I had a really wonderful breakfast like a week ago. I didn't even know they made it. And I got a bagel, and I like bagels. Don't have them a lot. And so I got a chocolate chip bagel, which is pretty good by itself regardless.
Yum.
And they listed the cream cheeses. I guess they call that a schmear. And so that's whatever gross. The cream cheeses are. And they had, I never had it before, Oreo schmear.
So you had a chocolate chip bagel with Oreo schmear?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why don't you just eat a Pop-Tart next time?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Why not? They didn't have one, but I've never had a bagel with Oreo cream cheese. Yeah. I didn't know they made it.
I mean, that sounds delicious.
I had like a third of it. It was way too sweet, but that third was really good.
God.
But I just did not know that that was an option, that they had Oreo cream cheese, and it tastes like Oreo cookies.
Wow. Mm.
So... it's out there.
you just swallowed like you were tasting it right now.
I love sugar so much, and I've not had 98% of sugar. I'm going to show you. I'm keeping a journal, not just a food journal, but like a thought journal of food, and then also food that I'm eating.
What do you mean a thought journal?
Well, when I think about food and I really want some sugar, I write it down.
Why?
That helps you
because
from eating it?
Because I'm trying to see if the things I eat are actually... the things I eat that are positive are actually affecting my brain to make me want to have sugar cravings. Hmm. So I'm journaling even my thoughts on eating whenever I get cravings.
You're like a scientist.
Interesting.
It's a lot.
Yeah, you're doing an experiment.
Because I'm not even doing it on my phone. I'm keeping like a written journal.
It's like your thoughts are just like, right now I'm craving or...
Well,
I
started talking about it. That's on me. But if I have a certain lunch, and let's say there's beef and broccoli, so I've been having it almost every day with some kind of rice thing, I've started to crave sugar a bit less in the afternoon. So, well, what I'm having actually affect my brain in different ways, so maybe not want it, therefore I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to write right after this bit that you thought about Oreos?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I didn't know if you're also supposed to like associate when you're having a certain... thing, like, what else are you feeling? Are you feeling happy? Are you
hungry for
sad?
Sugar is what I'm feeling.
Are you feeling lonely?
Oreo.
Tired.
No, Oreo bagel.
Sounds
that's
awesome.
What I'm feeling. I know. I'm gonna order one.
Is this something you thought of to do by yourself or someone else?
I never heard anybody do it. So I don't even know if it's a real thing.
Your own thought journal.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's a real thing. It's like a comedy. It's like a hybrid food journal, thought journal, but only a thought journal about food.
Okay, I'm confused now.
Thank you very much. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I accidentally sent a rant about my boss to my boss instead of my work buddy. This is me talking here. I've at times texted the wrong person. Not this bad. When talking about someone, not even in a bad way, but if I'm like talking about Eddie, I would like accidentally text Eddie when I meant for it to go to someone else because it's just in your brain.
That's terrible.
I know. Back to the email. The email detailed some pretty candid feelings about their management style. Surprisingly, my boss hasn't said anything about it. It's been a week. Should I bring it up and apologize or pretend like it never happened? Is it possible they never read it? Or do you think they're waiting for me to say something first? Signed, bad at email.
Wow.
This is easy. You break in at night, right? Follow me here.
Into his office?
Yeah. Dress all in black. You get in. You have to steal his password. So you got to get one of those hacking things to put on his phone.
Right.
There's just a lot
that's easy.
Yeah, no problem. A stroke detector.
Yeah. If you, I'm sure he saw it.
I mean, yeah.
I'm sure he saw it.
He's good at his job. He probably opened an email from an employee.
I would think so.
I'm sure he saw it. If he hasn't said anything yet, I would imagine what he's doing, filing it away, and he will find a way to not have you work on that team anymore.
Oh.
Which means if he is upset and he really wanted to impose, what you then do is you start to create in the corporate world a paper trail on somebody not doing things so you can get rid of them.
Hold on. Is there a chance that whatever was said in this email could be true and the boss be like, you know what? I should read this and look at this as a critique.
No.
Okay.
Because it wasn't even sent to the boss. It was sent to like Clark, you know?
But do you say, I mean, if you're emailing your buddy about something, do you say like, dear Clark?
No, you say bro.
Yeah. You don't say anything. And it's also, you're talking about him in third or like whatever person that is. So no, I don't think so. I think the boss knows. The boss is letting it. I think if you value long-term at this place, you have to go. Or you just send another one and go, LOL, did that get you? That joke get you?
Well, actually, that's what I was going to say. Like, since it's still April, can you be like, did you get my April Fool's joke?
Yeah, you better hope they came on the first.
Yeah, or else.
And it's a little too personal. If you want to stay at that job, you need to go and bring it up because it's going to be very awkward. It's going to be, it's already bad. You're not going to be able to make good out of this. So I mean, you need to go. It's going to be awkward and bad.
Like, put some feelers out for some new jobs.
It's just not going to be good. So, but I would have the conversation because I would just imagine playing the odds that he reads the emails of his employees.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody feels like that. Yeah.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
What'd you find out about the shoes?
Okay, well, it's unfortunate because the box I did see, Abby confirmed where it was. And I was like, yeah, that's the one I saw. It said, Attention Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, that's all fine, but what about Eddie's shoes?
Right. So I thought it was To You from Brooks, but it was Bobby Bones Show, and then it had, like, maybe probably Mike D's name under it, and I didn't see it. I don't know where Eddie's are.
What about Eddie's stolen shoes? And then...
I don't know.
So Abby, like, for sure saw shoes for me, right?
Yes, I 100% saw them. I saw all of them.
And I would bet that they sent me shoes, too. Because why would they not?
Well, she thinks that they didn't.
She didn't message...
Abby just confirmed because I showed her right where I saw the box.
I don't need shoes anyway, but Eddie needs shoes.
Well, does he?
You do.
I'm a walker.
Because they stole your run. Somebody stole your running shoes. I'm just tired of things getting stolen around here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, there's nothing I can do. All the mail comes and just sits in a room where everybody has access to.
Yeah.
It's the worst system ever.
And it's a pretty
But it's
system.
No one in this room that stole the shoes.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
As Shaggy once said.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I saw the box on the counter.
We got to do something about the mail here, though.
It wasn't me.
Because it is the worst system. Like, people send me stuff up here. I never get it because somebody probably steals it.
Yeah, that's
bad. Then mail comes here for other places and Lunchbox steals it. Like, the wine.
Whoa.
From the general manager.
It sat there for a month. I figured that was...
Scuba Steve, what's the plan?
In general, though, I feel like we're all adults. We should be checking the mail on our own and get to it quicker and take it home. Because how long were those shoes sitting there for?
A couple days.
I don't even know where the...
I think it was over the
weekend. No one's ever told me where the mail even is.
Oh, it's just a break room.
No, I see that. Yeah, it's all spread out on the table.
But there's a mailbox.
It's like a freaking potluck. It's like going to Sunday coffee on the grounds after church. Everybody just brings their macaroni and cheese and lays it on the ground.
Because it's been sitting there forever and people don't get to their mail and take it home. So, I mean, I think us as adults should be better at getting the mail sooner and take it home so this stuff doesn't happen anymore. But we can try to figure it out, rectify it, and get you new shoes or check cameras.
Because somebody's not here for 2 days doesn't mean that their mail should be stolen.
No, I'm not saying that's okay to steal it, but I'm saying to combat that, we should probably get on it quicker.
But if you don't know you have mail...
We'll check it every day. We're all adults.
If you just presented that to, like, the American society, we're all adults. We shouldn't murder and pillage and rape and steal. That wouldn't happen.
I think he's saying, like, everyone could take 5 seconds and go walk by the table and see if their name's
on it. Thank you, yes. Like, we check our mail every day at home. Like, I go to the mailbox, I look, and like...
I check my mail, like, once a week.
I'm guilty. I'm not an adult. I don't go by there.
There's no system. It's all just scattered amongst that room.
I know. But, I mean, I think that it piles up and there's nowhere else for it to go.
And there's a lot of mail for people that don't even work here anymore.
Yeah, the system's broken.
But I kind kind of like the fun surprise of like, what?
See if your mail gets stolen?
No. Fun. But like my little mailbox where the envelopes go, because we all have one with our name on it.
I see that. Yeah, I see the envelope.
Okay. And so, yeah, sometimes I go a long time without checking that. And then I do. And that's when, bam, I have a $37 royalty check from Holiday Harmony.
Heck yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's fun.
Operation Find Eddie's Shoes.
Please. This is ridiculous.
If you turn in whoever stole Eddie's shoes, a $100 reward.
Ooh. Wow.
Now Lunchbox
will turn him in. Lunchbox?
Well, I don't know who.
If you turn in whoever stole it. And it
no questions asked?
You know, you're turning somebody in. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions once I find out who it is.
No, but I mean.
No, there'll be questions. I'm not saying the shoes turn up. If you turn in whomever stole the shoes or where they went, and that's the truth, I'll give you $100. I'm tired of people stealing stuff around here.
Wow. No questions asked, Amy.
No, there'll be lots of questions asked and some statements given afterward.
I thought it was that you could just show up with your shoes, no questions asked.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
The Abandoned Pet Rescue is a no-kill animal shelter in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And about 2 years ago, a Dalmatian came in and they were like, man, this Dalmatian's really not listening to us. Turns out the Dalmatian was deaf. It's a 3-year-old Dalmatian named Coco. And so after a few years, staff, volunteers, they taught the dog sign language.
So the dog would see the sign language?
I don't know, man.
Because if he's deaf, he has to learn to see motions and then do it.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Because I think you give me 2 years, I'm still not going to learn full sign language. Like, I don't think I can do that, much less a Dalmatian.
I know the I love you sign.
I can spell my name, B-O-B-B-Y. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Good job.
But then I know...
Is it amazing, Eddie?
Yeah, I don't know how to spell my name in sign language.
I know how to do vomit.
You need to figure your throat.
I know how to get me a beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Listen, they adopted a dog. The dog was deaf. Now the dog has learned sign language. What are you doing?
A, B, C, D... Well, Eddie is not the Eddie.
That's amazing.
E-D-D-I-E.
Hey, that's awesome. Yeah, good news.
Yeah, but what's really cool is that a couple found out about her, read the story in the paper, and have officially adopted Coco.
Great news.
Yeah, and Coco's going to start working too. Since Coco is deaf and can do sign language, it's going to go around helping other people.
I feel like I know sign language like I know CPR. Like, I've seen it on TV, enough of those things, I could probably.
Dude, the fact that you can spell your name in sign language is awesome.
B-O-B-B-Y?
Yeah. Can you do Lunchbox?
But it's three letters. I got lots of B's in there, bro.
That's a good point.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner, because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. you got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Lunchbox, if you hit this, you win.
You
got,
really?
You got four wins.
Oh.
Swifty Lawrence only got one.
I didn't even know that.
I've been slacking. Yeah.
Elder versus Millennial. Oh,
let me get dialed in then. Hold on.
So up first, he's the captain of cringe. He claims all he does is win. He's afraid of every kind of snake. And for dessert, he demands cheesecake.
Dessert.
It's Lunchbox.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'm going to ask you three questions that Lauren will probably know the answers to. Lunchbox, what boy band released songs in the 2000s, such as Year 3000 and Burning Up?
Boy band. Jonas Brothers.
Correct.
What?
Wow, what?
Hey, he played that
awesome.
A little
time. Yeah.
I don't know anything about boy bands. Okay. I guess I'll just guess randomly.
I heard it this morning.
They may have hit our studio and there may have been people banging on the windows.
Okay. Next up. Lunchbox, TLDR is slang used by millennials to acknowledge and summarize a body of text. What does TLDR mean?
TLDR? And it's for a body of text?
Mm-hmm.
Too long, don't remember.
Incorrect.
Good guess, though.
Lauren?
I'm not even 100% sure. I think that is...
Need an answer.
Too late, don't remember.
No. people post this when you post it way too much crap. They're like, TLDR, too long, didn't read.
Oh, I didn't even see that one.
Lunchbox, what was the name of actor Josh Hutcherson's character in The Hunger Games?
I mean, I don't know. Is he the dude? Josh Hutcherson?
What was the name of actor Josh Hutcherson's character in The Hunger Games?
Peeta.
Correct.
Peeta. Oh.
Why is he playing possum?
He does.
That's because Amy made us film the stupid Hunger Games.
Hey, let's just say people were banging on the windows.
Jonas Brothers fans bang on the windows?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with how you know their songs. All right, let's... Nailed that, Jonas Brothers.
He's a secret fan. He listens to
the Mother. That's okay.
Yes.
That's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that, man.
All right, Lunchbox's opponent. Man, if she loses this, she's done. She's getting married a month from today, but to win this game, she'll need to pray. It's Swifty Lauren!
Come on, Lauren!
Lauren, these are questions that Lunchbox, probably based on his age, he should know the answer to. Question number one. The iconic blue steel look comes from what 2000s comedy movie? The iconic blue steel.
Blue steel look.
Comes from what 2000s comedy movie?
Blue.
Do you have an answer there, Swifty Lauren?
5 seconds.
The pressure. Comedy movie. Steel movie. Yeah, time. I don't know.
If he knows it's over, he wins. He wins. He's doing the little.
Please pause. The little.
Hey, Lauren, see that door? You're going to need to exit stage left.
Go ahead.
Zoolander!
That's correct.
Let's go!
He just dominated. He went 5-1 on her. Lauren, who would have won the Grammy with their song Faith in 1989?
George Michael.
Yeah, correct. And then finally, what iconic arcade game featured a yellow circular character eating dots?
Pac-Man.
Correct. If you got Blue Steel, you'd have won.
Oh.
I didn't know it. You got me.
But you did lose, and Lunchbox is the champion.
Oh, man! She didn't do as well as me against. She did Eddie. Wait, she would knew everything.
I just gotta say,
she against Eddie. She knew everything. I feel like this season she struggled with answering any of the questions.
Good luck.
I did struggle this season.
I can't hear it. There it is.
You also played possum though. I came in. You were like, I don't really know that much. We'll see. And you know
that's
a lot
what
more
chance,
than you think.
No, I'm up here. I can't hear you on top of the throne. What? Okay. Top of the mountain, king of the mountain. Whoa, champion way up here.
Returning next week will be Morgan.
Oh, really?
As the millennial. Yeah.
Oh, I don't get to pick?
It's been a fun run.
There are no...
who do you want to pick
who
from?
Who do you want to pick?
Hey, Abby, have you ever played this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point.
But you know what?
Don't worry,
Abby,
know
you're still not going to play. I want the OG. I want Morgan.
Wait. I don't think he doesn't get to pick.
Dude, that is pay-per-view material right there.
Him and Abby. I agree.
Yeah, that would be
I agree.
No.
You don't get to pick. We just insert the next millennial.
She picked
me. Well, can I pick?
No, you're out. You lost. Abby, you're up next.
Okay.
You're up against Lunchbox in the next season.
Oh,
you haven't played. You're the only one that hasn't gone.
I have not.
Okay, so Abby and Lunchbox, next elder millennial. A tax preparer. In New York City, this is from NBC New York. He was known as the magician with his tax preparing. He was arrested by IRS agents in an alleged $100 million tax ripoff scheme. See,
if I were
a tax preparer and I were ripping people off, I'd have a nickname like the person that cares about the government would never rip off anybody.
That's your nickname?
Yeah, but something like that. The magician, you just know they're up to no good.
Uh-huh.
Like, unless, or if my nickname became the magician as a tax preparer, I would start having magic be a side hustle just to cover my tracks and be like, duh, watch, rabbit from a hat.
Look, I'm a magician.
Otherwise, that ain't a good nickname to have.
Magically figuring out taxes.
Yeah. A Bronx tax preparer known as the magician was arrested, criminal investigation. He was charged Monday morning on federal tax and conspiracy counts. 60 years old. Over 10 years, stealing more than $100
million.
Wow. He's known as the magician. He can't say abracadabra anymore, they say.
No, he can't.
You just can't have that nickname. Or if you do have it and you can't shake it, then you have to go be a real magician.
I'm sure he'd love to disappear right now.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Okay. Here's
Amy's pile of stories.
The most stressful time of the day is...
right now.
Well, 8:15 a.m.
Because work is starting and your whole plate's full?
Either that or you're also trying to get out the door with kids. It depends on what you have going on at your home, but it could be that you didn't wake up in time, then you're rushing for work, you're trying to get ready, you're trying to make breakfast, you're trying to get kids ready.
Oh, gosh.
The thing is, they're
now
like,
I'm stressed out for you guys
exactly.
By doing all that.
It's too much.
Right. If whatever you can do for nighttime you to take care of morning you is the best chance at success and not getting stressed out early in the day.
You know, I'll be tired when I go to bed because I think my most stressful time is a different time. I'll be like exhausted, even sleepy. Can be two different things, tired and sleepy, but I'll be both. And I'm just like dragging to get to bed. And as soon as I lay down and I get covered up, I'm just like, oh, I can't stop.
Oh, gosh.
My brain just flips on and now I'm stressed out. Because I think I'm giving myself time to just sit calm and think, and that stresses me out. So I don't know what the answer is, but it could involve drugs in the 90s.
Oh, man. Going hard.
A lot of those bands used to do. Yeah. That's not going to be the answer, but that's my most stressful time, bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because it's the opposite of what it should be. All right, what else?
Well, American adults specifically, are winning at skipping cancer screenings. Like, we're doing really good
at
that.
That's not a real game.
I know. Being a little sarcastic here, but it's like we're getting so good at it that the president has declared April Cancer Prevention and Early Detection Month.
So, we now don't... Two reasons. One, if you can't afford to go to the doctor, been there, you don't go to the doctor. Two, we don't go to the doctor because We don't want to get the bad news.
That's true. I mean, we yeah. wouldn't avoid.
It's like, why would I want to go to the doctor and just have him tell me something bad? When,
if I don't know about it, it's not there.
Right.
And Danielle, who is on Elvis Duran's morning show, she just shared yesterday that she was inspired by a Kardashian to go get a skin cancer spot looked at, and turns out it was cancerous. So
good for her.
You know, I think it was Khloe. So Khloe Kardashian sharing her stuff helped Danielle go get tested, and now she was able to get it removed. And Danielle sharing her story is going to encourage other people to go get tested. And early detection is everything. So the quicker you get in,
I feel you can have it handled. It's like most people would hear this and be like, "That's why I don't go. I don't want to find out I have it."
Yeah, but
you should.
No, no. Again, I'm not saying what you should or shouldn't do. But that's why this is what it is.
Yeah. And it could be a skin cancer. It could be women making sure, you know, if you have access to getting a mammogram and you're of the age to go start doing it, to make sure you do it. And I
go in every Tuesday to get my prostate checked for that reason.
Every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday. I got a standing appointment. Yes. All right. It's behind the IHOP over on 3rd. All right, go ahead.
Well, Lainey Wilson, she's living the dream right now. So much success. But something cool is Robin Roberts Production Company is doing a documentary about Lainey and her life. Her family is going to be involved, and I'm super excited about this. It's going to stream on Hulu, and it'll be out May 29th.
I was a part of this.
You were.
It's a bit of a headache, to be honest with you. The only reason I did it was because it was Lainey, and I've known Lainey since before Lainey even had a record deal, so it's been super cool to watch her success. Now, it wasn't about Lainey that it was difficult. I was wearing a white hat and it had a very small logo on it that said Aloe. I was just up here doing the show and they're like, "Can we come by and interview you for like an hour about Lainey?" Because Lainey would come to my house, we'd do interviews like on a podcast before any of this fame happened. And I was like, "Absolutely." And so they get here and they're like, "Can you take your hat off?" And I was like, "No, I mean, you didn't give me a heads up." Like, and my hair was a mess. Like, and then they were like, "Well, can you put tape over it?" And I did. And they got a call going, "Nah, I can't wear the tape." We spent like 30 minutes just trying to fix the hat.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they were like, "Can you turn it backward?" And I was like, "Oh, God. I'm going to be backward hat guy in the documentary." And so we ended up finding some white tape. We didn't get to any of the questions. We spent 30 minutes on this stupid hat. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know. If I were them, I'd cut it all. Unless they just want to show like a blooper reel of us trying to fix my hat. But I got no heads up.
That'd be funny.
That I couldn't wear just a hat with a tiny... It's going to be awesome. Good for Lainey. But that's my experience with that documentary.
I recall you recording something for Lainey, but I didn't know it was for this Robin Roberts documentary. I love her.
Robin wasn't here, though. It was... whoever was asking me the questions wasn't on camera.
Oh.
They were just like, "Talk about this." And I'd be like, "Well..." And they were like, "Yeah, but can you turn your hat?" Oh, mother.
Oh, yeah. The hat.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Two brothers in San Antonio are on a mission to mow 50 lawns for free. They're taking part in the Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Services 50-Yard Challenge, which is just, hey, who needs it? Why do you need it? And let us come over and mow your yard. And what happens is usually it's a lot of elderly folks who can't mow their yard, disabled, or even single parents who have to work all the time, and even some veterans. And so, you know, Adrian's 14, and his brother, who's around the same age, they're like, "We're going to go do this. We're not making any money, and our goal is to finish 50. They finished 6 right now, and so they have 44 more to go, and apparently they have 8 or 9 on the books.
Okay, wow. Good.
WTSP with that story. That's two teenagers who are donating a lot of time and even money, as far as money they're not making.
Yeah. Got to pay for their own gas, lawnmower brakes, weed eater, bag up the grass. Rake the leaves.
Lundquist knows what it's like because he had his own lawn business.
Just saying, man, I don't know.
You're just saying you don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know if it's a good business move.
It's not a good business
move. They're helping others.
It's a good like human move.
Yeah.
People that can't do it. They're going to come out in the red.
But that's what people do when they help others.
Yes.
It's like a donation.
Yes, thank you, Amy. Good job by those kids. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.